It's the Windbag Show with Windbag Steve. We're going to talk about, what did you prefer, middle school or high school? Where would you like to vacation? The beach or the mountain? And I'm going to tell y'all a special story. And we're going to talk about, what type of foods do you prefer, sweet or salty? All right, guys, let's jump right into it. Okay, what did you prefer, like middle school or high school? Me, myself, it was middle school, because middle school, couldn't do nothing wrong. None of these classes really count. I mean, they count, but they don't count, you feel me? Plus, I felt like I was already advanced coming from the school I was at into the school I was at the time. Like, the stuff they were teaching me, I had learned in, like, second, third grade. So, I was already in it, like, basically advanced. So, plus middle school, that's when I started to catch my little swag, you feel me? And, I was actually starting to feel myself, smell myself. Honestly, I think if people really know me personally, I think that was the only time I ever really grew my hair out. And my mom messed my hair up, which I spoke on one of them episodes about the perm that stayed in too long. I actually took pictures in them braids, and I didn't keep them pictures. Plus, in middle school, you know, it was the first time I really played organized football for a team. Well, no, yeah, actual first time playing organized football for a team. And when I played middle school for the actual middle school, I lost every game. But I still enjoyed it. Made some good friends. Shout out to JSAT. Shout out to the Underwood Twins. They moved in from out of town. They was cool dudes. They weren't identical, but they was cool. My bro Jumo, still my partner to this day. That's when we got tight. Shout out to my cousin Bunny. But yeah, middle school, a lot of good times, man. King of detention. Talking late. And that's when they give you 3 days. You know, I used to stay in detention, boy. So many detentions, the principal had to call and say, can we paddle him, or do you want to send him to in-school suspension? Boy, I got a paddle and went to in-school suspension. So it was what it was. Back in middle school, it's a lot of life lessons you learn. And I took music appreciation, which was so cool, which got me into my love of music and listening to music more and more. Because, I mean, I want to say I watched the movie The Sound of Music. Can't remember the other one where he was trying to teach her how to talk properly. The house, well, the mouse is, you know that movie. I can't think of what it's called, but Thomas musical. It was music. I loved it. Something about how to be my fair lady or something like that. It was a good musical movie. Also took my first art class, which was cool. Plus, it just was a simpler time, you know. Middle school was always cool, you know. Until the 8th grade, when my mama, you know, sat me down and was like, hey, this is it. These are the last grades. You can make a bad grade when you get to high school. All this can be on your transcript when you graduate. So you're going to have to make good grades from here on out, from 9th grade to 12th. It's got to be all good grades because it's going to be on your transcript forever. So when it hit me like that, dang, I wish I could go back. Because we had fun in middle school, boy. All the field trips and all that. High school, wasn't no field trips for real. You had to join a club and be in that club for so long, and then y'all go on a trip. But yeah, if it was me, I think I'd go back to middle school instead of high school, even though it's contradicting what I said about traveling back in time freshman year. Middle school was fun. So if you could prefer to go back to middle school or high school, which one would it be? expensive paid vacation, where would you rather go? The beach or check out some of these beautiful mountains? Me, see, the way I just gave it to you is letting you know that I love the mountains. Ever since I was a kid, been intrigued by mountains. Plus, you know, being down here in Alabama, you got big hills. It ain't no mountains. We ain't got no skyscrapers for real, unless you go to up north or North Alabama or down to Mobile. So mountains always intrigued me. I always wanted to see what was going on. Like, do people really climb these? Or is it really that high? Or is they just talking because they, you know, it just seemed that high? But when I got to places and I got to see the mountains, it was actually beautiful. Like, Vermont, the mountains beautiful. Alaska, beautiful mountains. Not saying that I wouldn't take a trip to the beach, because I mean, honestly, I ain't that far, like, from the beach. The city I'm from is, it touches, it, like, where the area I'm from, it touches Georgia and Florida. So, it's like, going to Panama City Beach or going to Destin ain't really nothing, you know? And, so, growing up, that was our big thing over the spring or summer break. When you're little, in the summertime, yeah, your family take you down there, you have a good time. When you get older, going down there for spring break seemed like that was it, because it was like all type of states and cities come around, and it would just be, you know, crazy pandemonium. But for me, being out on the mountains, seeing how beautiful it is, and being on the wild frontier and not being cluttered by so much junk around you, or entertainment, or just being out and being in touch with wilderness and nature and all that was cool to me. Like, even though I never was a Boy Scout, I mean, I might have been a Boy Scout for like a couple weeks, but you know how parents can be. My mom, well, single parent. My mom was like, "Boy, I ain't paying for that, and you ain't finna get nothing out there, and you ain't even going. Ain't nobody finna take you out there." So, and all that little Boy Scout stuff scared went on. So I'm glad I got taken out of that. But for me, I never climbed a mountain or anything like that. Not even Stone Mountain. I ain't even been no Stone Mountain. So, like, for me, that would be dope. Like, I mean, I feel like if you done been to one beach, you done been to them all. But mountains and grow, like, actually climbing and having that achievement is being able to say, I went to the top of that mountain. Like, and then when I get older, if I can tell my kids or tell my grandkids that, hey, I climbed that mountain. But that mountain that you were just talking about, I did that. I climbed that. Got a picture right here. Show you. Watch this. And got a little bit of video of me on top of it. You know? I mean, that'll be something that I want to do with my kids and grandkids, you know? Because going to the beach, that's fine, you know? Gotta put on sunscreen and all this right here. But I would never do a nude beach. I just can't do it, bro. You never know what you're gonna see. It might be too weird. But yeah, for you, what would it be? All expenses paid trip, beach or the mountains? Which one are you taking? Follow me on Facebook at Stephen Gray, One Bag Steve. Also follow me on Instagram at One Bag Steve, all lowercase, all one word. Also on Twitter at One Bag Steve, all lowercase, all one word. Also follow me on Snapchat at Fuzzy _ Slipper. That's FUZZY _SLIPPA. And also go subscribe to my YouTube at One Bag Steve, which is under construction. Really ain't got no visuals on me right now. Got a few videos up. But yeah, just follow me on that Facebook. It's Stephen Gray. At Facebook, sorry. IG, One Bag Steve. Twitter, One Bag Steve. Snapchat, Fuzzy _ Slipper. And YouTube, One Bag Steve. Thank you. Let me just brief y'all. This is gonna be a story. You can believe it or you can't believe, or you won't believe it. But yeah, I ain't learned how to ride a bike with or without training wheels until I was 8 years old. Okay. Not that I didn't have bikes before that. Like, when I was younger, yeah, I got bikes. But when I got in that power wheel that first time, but I ain't riding no bike. That bike gonna sit out there forever and ever. And almost every year my mama still buy me a bike. You know, I still try to, she'll still try to get me to ride out. I'm not riding it. I can't figure it out. I ain't trying to figure it out. I fell off one time. I ain't riding it no more. Till we moved to this street called, I think it was called Quita Street. I don't know what it's called now, but it's like it had a huge hill. And at the time, I think I had like a 10-speed, 15-speed bike. Never riding. Friends come over there and borrowed all this and that. Shout out to my homie, Darren. He's like, man, you gonna learn how to ride this bike or you gonna kill yourself trying to figure out how to ride the bike. So we would take the bike up the hill. Took him about 4 or 5 times. He was like, this the brake. This how you pedal. Steer it like this. Change gears accordingly to what you need to do. And you'll figure it out as you go along. So, boy, that first time I come down the hill, I don't know what I'm doing. Come down the hill. I'm paddling. I forget the brake. Hit the curb. Fly off the bike. And I'm not doing this no more. And I scraped all the skin off my my hand. Man, come on, man. We go over to his house, rinse it off with the water or whatever. Jump. Get the bike. Go back up the hill. Walking it up the hill. Second time I come down, hit the brake too hard, I fall off again. I ain't finna do this no more. He's like, man, just one more time. Try one more time. Boom. Walk back up the hill with the bike. Coming down the hill. I'm paddling. Everything going good. I go all the way down to the end of the road. Turn around. Come back. Go back up the hill. Oh, boy, I done got it. And that's how I learned how to ride a bike. Like, by the age of 8. Took me to the age of 8 to learn how to ride a bike. By then, I think my mom had scrapped at least 6 bikes. Where she just kept trying to teach me how to ride a bike. But she really didn't have time because she was working so much. But yeah, little kids in my neighborhood taught me how to ride a bike. Shout out to my homie Darian and his sister Osha. And she was like 2 or 3, maybe 4 years younger than us. And she was riding a bike, and I was just like, dang, I'm gonna let this little kid outdo you. But yeah, that was how I learned how to ride a bike. I almost killed myself 2 times trying to figure it out. But everybody's riding bikes, so I had to figure it out. That's crazy. I don't know how much money was wasted on them 5 to 6 bikes trying to get me to learn how to ride a bike. They just sit out there in the rain and rust and everything. So, yeah. Age of 8, learn how to ride a bike. Come to your food. Are you a sweet tooth or do you like salty? See me, I'm a fat kid at heart. It's gotta be salty, I mean. Or it don't even really gotta be salty. I ain't too much big into sweets. Like it's my cousin, like, man. This guy. Shout out to Vic. I done watched this man eat 2 apple pies, a sundae, and then some cookies from McDonald's. I'm like, bruh, your teeth finna fall all the way out. Like, I don't know how you doing. And then my shorty, she's the only person I know that don't never, like, when you get a peppermint, you're supposed to suck this peppermint to make your breath fresher for longer. She eat the peppermint. It's like, it ain't even no, like, getting no seconds on it. It's, as soon as it go in her mouth, she's chewing this peppermint. And it ain't the soft peppermint. So your teeth is finna fall out. For me, it's salty. Now, there is some exceptions to sweet and salty. Kettle corn. Like, love it. The pretzels that be at that Annie's Pretzels. They got something sweet and salty. But for me, it's always salty because, like, advocate of chips. Like, chips is, like, that's my struggle meal. Like, if I can get a big bag, like a family size bag of chips, y'all can have them noodles. Y'all can have them sandwiches. It's finna really go down. I'm finna eat a whole bag of chips. It might take me some days, but it's chips, salty chips, or salty chicken. Cause like I said, I'm not a big sweet fan. Like, sweet is all right. It's good. I gotta really be craving it. to want something sweet. But salty stuff, like, get your old ear of corn, hit it with that butter, drizzle it with that salt. It's over with. I'm all the way in there. Oh, another thing that go good, like, sweet and salty. Chop you up some mango. Put it in the cup. Fill the cup halfway up with vinegar. Stir that around. Then hit it with the salt and pepper. Oh, is it Rizzy? We in there. You know what I'm saying? Or another thing. Cut your old slice of watermelon. Hit it with the salt. And go there. Just go there. My mom used to just cut it like a little oval out the top of it. Well, big enough oval. So you can use a spoon or fork or whatever you're just gonna use. And just sit the salt beside it, like a salt shaker beside it, and go there, bro. Just go all the way in. See, that's sweet and salty. But for me, I've always been a salty guy. But, because I ain't never really been into sweets. Never really liked sweets. So, yeah. Which one do you prefer? Sweets or salty? Listeners, I want to thank y'all for y'all feedback and input. And on the very next episode, we're going to talk about if you got 3 wishes for my genie. The biggest shopping mall you ever been to, what's your favorite suit, and if you could teleport anywhere, where would you read minds? Like, if you could choose, would you teleport anywhere or would you rather read minds? All right, thank you guys. God bless. And I'll see y'all on the next episode.